Can you talk a little bit about the adjuvant trial that you're running, the design of it? You talked about metronomic therapy, and as it's going on the last, I guess, couple of years now, how other research developments have affected the way you view this trial, such as what we just talked about.
This is SO221, which is open to node positive breast cancer or high risk node negative breast cancer as well. And patients there are randomized to receive Adriamycin cyclophosphamide according to a conventional dose dense schedule every 2 weeks, but for six rather than four cycles. Or the other randomization is what we call AC plus G, or weekly treatment with weekly doxorubicin and daily oral cyclophosphamide with G-CSF given every day except the day of intravenous drug administration. And that goes on for 15 weeks. And then there's another randomization to paclitaxel given every 2 weeks in a dose-dense fashion for six cycles, or to 12 weeks of weekly paclitaxel. So that one rationale for this trial is to look at these weekly schedules, which might be so-called metronomic chemotherapeutic regimens, which are relatively low-dose, frequent administration of chemotherapeutic agents. In preclinical studies, this approach has been shown to be effective in tumors which are resistant to the same drugs given at the maximum tolerated dose and an infrequent schedule. And it appears that this type of schedule acts through an anti-angiogenic mechanism. Moreover, this does seem to be a good platform on which to add other anti-angiogenic agents in the preclinical models, so that one might generalize from this experience with E2100 and say that SO221 is laying a groundwork to which could be added bevacizumab or some other anti-angiogenic agent in an optimal way. So that, as I said, I think that the results from E2100 only strengthen the rationale for this trial we're doing.
One of the issues that's being addressed in your study is dose-dense therapy. How do you approach selection of chemotherapy in the patient with an ER-positive tumor, and particularly whether or not the taxanes or dose-dense ACT, for example, should be utilized?
Well, the treatments are still better in the ER-positive as well as the ER-negative patients. It's just the magnitude is less. Now, on the other hand, one might ask whether these findings relate only to that family of chemotherapy or that lineage of chemotherapy, and that, for instance, docetaxel, which in its licensing trial, TAC versus FAC, seemed to be equally effective in ER-positive as well as ER-negative patients. The question is, do these results from the CLGB and the U.S. intergroup apply only to that lineage of chemotherapy, or can they be generalized to chemotherapy overall? And I think this will be a matter of debate for a time to come.
One of the things that we saw in the Patterns of Care study is that it seems in general, both in clinical research leaders as well as people in practice, that dose-dense ACT is the most common taxane adjuvant regimen, but there's still a lot of AC followed by docetaxel being used. And I wonder how that might change now with the results that came out of the NSABP B27 study looking at AC docetaxel. Can you review that and sort of what do you think it all means?
Well, the NSABP B27, there was essentially a doubling of the pathologic CR rate by adding docetaxel to Adriamycin cyclophosphamide preoperatively. However, there was actually no advantage in terms of the primary endpoint, which was disease-free survival. If you look at relapse-free survival, which is any sort of recurrence but excludes second breast cancers and other second primary malignancies, there is a modest advantage for adding the docetaxel, particularly preoperatively, but the magnitude of this difference was much less than this doubling of pathologic CR rate. So that those results are not as encouraging as the TAC versus FAC trial. So that for right now, if you're going to use docetaxel in the adjuvant setting, I think it ought to be TAC administered as it was in the licensing trial, although I would add a hematopoietic growth factor to that regimen. NSABP has completed a trial comparing these strategies of TAC times 4 versus Adriamycin docetaxel times 4 versus AC followed by docetaxel. So we'll have to see the results of that trial. But until that trial's out, I would favor giving TAC as an adjuvant regimen if you're using docetaxel.